In Florida, seniors deserve better. Legalizing marijuana means increased tax revenue for all and relief from pain and anxiety without addictive, expensive prescriptions full of side effects. Support a healthier, wealthier future. This November, hold your head high and vote yes on Florida marijuana legalization. Ted Cruz. He's proposed a bill to cancel military bonuses, rejected the results of the 2020 election, and voted no on a federal minimum wage. Ted Cruz doesn't care about the issues that impact you. He's only interested in his political power. He called Trump a coward in 2016 when Trump insulted his wife. Then in 2020, Ted Cruz agreed to argue for Trump in the Supreme Court if needed. Lacking a spine, running from the weather, Texas, this November, let's send Ted and his flip-flops on a permanent vacation. Webster's Elementary Dictionary. Oprah's Biography. The Guinness Book of World Records. Unless these books are being thrown at your head, there's no reason to be afraid of them. However, that didn't stop Florida from banning them and more than 1,000 others from schools. That's not protecting kids, that's moral panic. This November, since words seem scary to some, maybe draw a picture, do a dance, or make a statue to express yourself, but whatever you do, vote no on increasing Florida's power to ban books in the state. Revitalizing waterfront communities, stopping hospital closures, and capping prescription drug costs. Those are three items that Tammy Baldwin has sponsored bills on just in the month of July. She's been serving the country in the U.S. Senate for more than a decade, and the people of Wisconsin much, much longer. From our unemployment rate, which is among the lowest in the nation, to our economic growth and recovery, which is surging, this November, vote for Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate and keep Wisconsin headed on the right path.